This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This Day in Sports History. Hey, and welcome to This Day in Sports History. It's April 27th, and on this day in 1947, it was Babe Ruth Day at every major league ballpark. I've talked a lot about Babe Ruth in the 5 months I've been doing this podcast, and it's hard not to with all the records that he set and the impact he had on the game. The home runs, his time with the Red Sox, Yankees, and Braves, the contract that made him the richest athlete in the world and earned him more than the president did at the time. His personality was bigger than any athlete in the first half of the 20th century. And it's not too bold to say that the Babe saved baseball after the 1919 Black Sox scandal. But after he retired from baseball in 1935, he seemed to lose his way a little bit. Sure, the man who had a .342 career average could be seen from time to time cutting a ribbon to open some business. The guy who hit 714 career home runs on occasion handed a beauty queen her winner's sash and trophy. And the guy who also had 94 wins as a pitcher could still be seen in print ads for Red Rock Cola or Old Gold cigarettes, or maybe in a short film helping a kid with his math. The man who still holds the record for the longest recorded home run was always adored by the fans wherever he went, and he never lacked for a smile. But he seemed a bit lost after hanging up the spikes. And then he developed throat cancer. So on this day, Major League Baseball paid tribute to Ruth and all that he had done for baseball, calling it Babe Ruth Day around the league. Prior to the game at Yankee Stadium, announcer Mel Allen introduced the man who really did not need an introduction. But it did give those gathered at Yankee Stadium that day a chance to shower him with applause and adulation once more. The 53-year-old Ruth walked to the microphone, and in a voice affected by cancer and the several surgeries that had been performed, said these words.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know how bad my voice sounds. Well, it feels just as bad. You know this baseball game of ours comes up from the only real game, I think, in the world, baseball. There's been so many lovely things said about me, and I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to thank everybody. Thank you.
He actually returned to Yankee Stadium in June the following year to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Yankee Stadium and have his jersey number retired. At that point, he was just a shell of the man he had once been, and he did not speak to the crowd. He died on August 16, 1948. Also on this day, in 1956, boxer Rocky Marciano retired. Marciano became the first and only fighter to retire from boxing as the undefeated heavyweight champ. Now, there have been other fighters in different weight classes who have retired with no losses, and James Jeffries retired undefeated in 1905, but then he unretired in an attempt to be the Great White Hope against Jack Johnson, but he lost. Gene Tunney retired with the heavyweight belt, but he had previous losses. Marciano was a fighter that never listened to the critics and naysayers. He was called too awkward, not fast enough, but what he could do was take a punch. Marciano was said to have a jaw of granite. He also had fists of steel, and he just punched his opponents into oblivion. He won the heavyweight title in 1952 after beating Jersey Joe Walcott, proceeded to defend the title 6 times. He won 43 of his 49 by knockout and was only knocked to the mat twice in his career, once by Walcott and once by Archie Moore in his final title defense in September 1955. In 2009, it was the largest margin of defeat in an NBA playoff game. It was Game 4 of the first-round playoff series between the Denver Nuggets and the New Orleans Hornets. The Hornets came into the game feeling pretty good about themselves after a 2-point win in Game 3, and they were hopeful to even up the series with another win. They were actually favored to win in this one, but instead the Nuggets squashed any hopes of that idea. The Hornets trailed by 21 at the end of the first quarter, and it only got worse from there. They barely scored double digits in the third quarter, and when the Nuggets outscored them by 20 in the fourth, it was a 121-63 win for Denver, and the 58-point margin of victory set the record for the NBA playoffs. It also stands as the worst home court loss in any NBA game in history. Denver went on to win Game 5 as well and wrap up the series. And in 1983, 36-year-old Nolan Ryan struck out Montreal's Brad Mills for career strikeout 3509, passing Walter Johnson to become the all-time strikeouts leader in the major leagues. But instead of one of his patented Ryan Express fastballs, Nolan caught Mills looking with a breaking ball for a called third strike. So, a couple of interesting things here. In 83, Ryan and Phillies pitcher Steve Carlton were locked in a tight battle atop the all-time strikeouts list. And in fact, Carlton passed Ryan later in the year due to Ryan pitching every fifth day and Carlton every fourth day. But Ryan played for another 10 years and continued to rack up strikeouts. He finished his career with 5,714 strikeouts in his career, 1,500 more than Carlton. Also, in a bit of revisionist history, Johnson was actually credited with one more strikeout after Ryan passed him, but by then, it was a moot point. Time now for today's non-sports Did You Know? As a sports fan, you are certainly familiar with team mascots, and the word mascot comes from a French word that means lucky charm. That's all for now. Check back tomorrow for another edition of This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.